following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
All right, I'm sitting here in my Hanes underwear with...
Oh, okay. Offsides, penalty, yellow flag.
What? Hanes underwear has the Comfort Flex waistband that...
Oh, good thing this is a radio.
Hey, I'm wearing pants, too.
I was afraid to look.
Let me tell you about my Hanes underwear, though. It's super comfortable. The Comfort Flex waistband means no pinching, no binding, no digging in.
Okay. Way too much information.
Well, if you want information, go to Hanes.com. Look for the Comfort Flex waistband. You'll thank me for it.
I'm going to do that, and I'll thank you to keep your pants on.
Sometimes a point guard digs down deep. With the game on the line, he pulls up for the buzzer beater, a shot of rare beauty that floats from the fingertips as the final second ticks away. Fans are left with the simple truth. That was smooth. Let's toast the buzzer beater with something just as smooth. New Amsterdam Vodka. Five times distilled to be five times as smooth. New Amsterdam Vodka. A vodka so smooth, you can drink it straight. New Amsterdam Spirits Company, Modesto, California. All rights reserved. Please enjoy responsibly.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
A chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
We
should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get on its way. The kick is good.
You know, we got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass. You know, smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Kept Kinney in the top of the eye. Haggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count, here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, oh man, woman and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead, right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leap, scores, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked it away.
Bullets survived in overtime. Inning.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
There is a Santa Claus.
And a happy Friday, everyone. It is the final day of 2011. As far as Doug and Daddy, tomorrow, New Year's Eve. Does December 30th get a rip job? In most years, January 2nd, kind of a rip job. You don't remember what happens on those days.
Doug, didn't we just talk to Jeff Tomlin and Brandon Cool about starting football practice?
No.
I mean,
that's been a while ago.
I mean, wow, did the last 4, 5, 6 months just boom, it's gone.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
There's some
action on this 30th, and I know there's a lot going on. It's only been a month, just a little over a month. Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's battle again today.
Mm.
You don't think that's fresh in the boys' mind? You're kidding yourself. Nope, basketball all over the place. Virtually every team now has found its way to get, and that's a good thing, to get into a holiday tournament, which meant everybody played yesterday. Everybody played yesterday. If you're in a holiday tournament, you played yesterday. That is the most played day of basketball in the year. More teams played yesterday than any other day in the year. Lots of stuff going on, and we have got a ton of basketball. We'll talk about that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan, live from Orlando, Florida, at the bottom of the hour from Huskers Online, is going to join us and tell us what all has been going on. Now the fun's kind of done. Huskers practice this afternoon, then it's tough, steady film session, meetings, finishing touches, and then it's go time Monday at noon. Again, we'll have the pregame, all of that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Monday, starting at 7 a.m., and you can hear the game on the Breeze. You can hear the game here on ESPN. We've got a triple header coming your way. We're going to have all that coming your way on ESPN on Monday. But we've got NFL action coming up on ESPN Radio Sunday. Triple header, including Tim Tebow taking on the Chiefs, Dallas and New York on the evening game. We've got football later today. After our basketball, we'll join the Iowa State-Rutgers game tonight, Oklahoma-Iowa. But Daddy, also Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com, is going to fill us in later in about 5 minutes here. He's going to join us on the show to discuss where we're at going into the new year. It'll get busy. If you're not filled, then they're waiting for somebody to get their season done, is usually the story here. But, you know, you can say what you want and have fun all you want, but I'm going to ask you, Tony, why do Phil Bennett and Nick Holt have jobs today?
You know
who those guys are, too, don't you?
Yes, I do know who they are.
They are the defensive coordinators at Baylor and Washington. Yes, you can have talent, but that in the second half borderline on bad six-man football. And I use six-man football because that's when you see the field that wide open and that many points. What? I mean, yay. What, like, I don't know. Go. It was weird. I just went, it's entertaining. But after a point, it gets ridiculous.
I'm telling you, when you turn the channel and you're late coming back from a commercial and they're at another commercial because somebody had already scored again, that gets, you know, until they ran
that's a problem.
Well, that's a six-minute drive. You know, the six-minute drive in the fourth quarter Washington had. Other than that, it was, you know, and then Baylor's trying to run out the clock. They hand the ball off up the middle. 64 yards later, he's in the end zone. That, you're exactly right, Douglas. That's exactly where I would have started with the Kevin Cosgrove Award of the Bowl season. Nick Holt, Phil Bennett. I don't know who it would go to. It's baffling. And I think that the guy from Ohio State, the linebacker doing the game last night,
Spielman.
Chris Spielman saying, his one comment in the second half was, you know, that's a very well-thrown pass. I think he complimented the pass that Price threw, and he said, but there's no way you should be able to run a 14-yard curl, catch the ball, turn around for 10 more yards before anyone enters the picture. It should not happen. And, I mean, they're running those crossing routes. And I don't know what was going on. They're going all the way across the field, and then it was just like safeties were dropping off. I mean, there's times people caught the ball in the middle of the field, and it's like the safeties and cornerbacks had to be playing 40 yards down the field. There's no way that could have been what they saw on film to go, we really want you guys here and here, and the safety, you need to be back 15 more yards. They were catching balls over the middle, Doug, and literally there had to be IVs administered after the game on both sides of that, because seriously, who would have ever ran that much, even in fall camp?
And that's one game, and that was a comeback. What was it, 18? And they were down 18 or 17 or something like that, 42 to 24-ish, I think, or 27, whatever the case may be, 28, and they came back. And then yesterday I'm doing all the high school basketball tournaments. I was in Ravenna yesterday, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I got the computer there, recording the game, looking at the score updates, going, wow, sure am glad I'm not watching that Champ Sports Bowl. 7-0 at halftime. Those are two juggernauts. One of these teams was having a chance to win the national championship this year. Then it's 14-0 in the late in the third quarter. Florida State gets a field goal. It's 14-3 with 4 minutes to go. You go, there's no way. There's no way this can happen. And then Irish Ken strikes again.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why are we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born. You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Obviously, I had Notre Dame in my bowl sheet.
Okay, obviously.
And the key word there is sheet.
I had Florida State, but nonetheless, I thought the whole time, though, you could tell the Florida State, athletically, man-on-man, embarrassingly outmatched Notre Dame. There's only one player other than Floyd on the wide receiver's part that'll play in the NFL. Other than him, the big wide receiver going down the field making some nice plays. But other than that, Florida State, Doug, E.J. Manuel, as far as talent goes, now they were disinterested. I don't even know if they showed up to play yesterday. They knew where they were at. Because they were just a disinterested football team going through the motions, and they decided, well, now we're close enough. Hell, we might as well win this thing. It was like they go out and made some nice plays, but the talent disparity, I'm sure Brian Kelly's going, oh, Lord, if that's where we want to be, and they were a top five team entering the season, I'm sure Brian Kelly's going, we got to get better players in here. We got to get better players in here fast because, man on man, you can see the difference in athletes from Florida State to Notre Dame yesterday.
Oh, it's brutal. And Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com has been kind enough to join us again on this last show of 2011 because there's still some coaching vacancies out there. And, Pete, I opened the show by asking, how do Phil Bennett and Nick Holt still have jobs?
I tell you what a game last night, guys. You know, I actually sent out a tweet last night about 4 minutes before the game, and I said, what do you guys think is going through Nick Holt's mind right now? And a Washington State fan responded immediately, quote, shoot me.
Well, and going on out on your story there. It's not like Washington hasn't seen explosive offenses in the Pac-12, most notably in Oregon or an Andrew Luck. What? I mean, you got time to prepare for a bowl game. I was shocked. I mean, I thought it'd be high scoring, but not like that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't want to dog on Nick Holt. I mean, you know, Steve Sarkisian pointed out last night after the game in his press conference that, you know, he really wasn't shocked by the yardage that they put up. You know, Baylor came into the game averaging 571 yards per game. But to say that, you know, you thought they were going to get 777 yards, golly, I never would have imagined that. And certainly Steve Sarkisian's going to have to answer a lot of questions on his defensive side of the ball. He's got one position open right now with the cornerback's job with Demetrius Martin leaving to go to UCLA. So let's see what he does. So let's see if he makes a change with Nick Holt.
Pete, right before we got you on, I was commenting about the Florida State-Notre Dame, and it looked to me like the discrepancy in talent was gigantic. I mean, if you're comparing athletes, Florida State's got nines and tens where across the board, I threw out Floyd as a receiver and the big tight end from Notre Dame as two guys. Other than that, it looked like they were sixes. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you what, the difference in the game was the quarterback. I mean, you just can't turn the ball over. Notre Dame once again turned the ball over in the red zone. This year they've gone seven turnovers inside the red zone. You just can't do that. And it's interesting because Brian Kelly has a position open on offense with Charlie Molnar accepting the head coaching job at UMass. It's the offensive coordinator title and quarterback's job. Notre Dame certainly, I would agree with you that the talent level is there is a margin there, but Notre Dame could have won that game. And if they had just protected the ball and first drive, they go down there, they got a chance to push it in, and they throw an interception inside the end zone. Let's see what Brian Kelly does. He's got a very important hire. He may stay within the staff to keep a guy like Ed Warner, his offensive line coach, happy and give him a promotion to offensive coordinator. But I tell you, if Notre Dame's gonna make a BCS bowl game, they've got to have better play from the quarterback position.
Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Are we at the point now, Pete, where the teams, the schools that have not hired coaches haven't named a coach because they've got somebody on a team that's still playing, or are they still struggling like Penn State?
Oh, no. Well, you got the Penn State job open right now, and that's going to go down in the next 2 weeks. You would have to imagine that with signing day, the first Wednesday in February, inching closer. But these coordinator jobs all over the country, Auburn's got a couple of coordinator jobs open. Alabama has a coordinator job open. And right when the bowl season ends, that's when you get your second wave. Next Monday, it's called Black Monday for the NFL coaches. You're going to get a couple of head coaching changes in the NFL. But then really next week, that's where you see all the college coordinator positions, all of the shuffling, the coaching carousel kind of hits its second wave. And now you got all these coaches that have made verbal agreements with coaches that are still involved in bowl games. Once the bowl game's in, that's when you get a lot of movement from the coordinators.
Would there be? I mean, there's eight or ten. If you're watching Adam Schefter, if you're doing the ESPN or any of the national media, and you're looking at the NFL, are there any of these NFL coaches on the hot seat that could immediately end up as a college coach?
As a college coach, no, I don't anticipate that this year because these guys. One name you could maybe see, if Brian Schottenheimer were to get let go, with the New York Jets, and he's the offensive coordinator up there. Will Muschamp does have the offensive coordinator job open at Florida. Schottenheimer is a Florida graduate. Muschamp wants to have a pro-style system, wants to have an experienced play caller, a guy that has to coach quarterbacks. With Charlie Weiss leaving, that's what, Charlie did coach the quarterbacks as well. So, maybe Schottenheimer would get involved in that, but I really don't see that happening because he's really close to landing a head coaching position, whether, you know, whether it's next year or 2 years from now, you know, to take a college job, you know, then to make the jump from a college coordinator position to a head coaching position in the NFL, that doesn't happen very often. So I'd look for Brian Schottenheimer, if he were to be released by the Jets. I think he'll end up staying in the National Football League. Look for Jed Fish, the offensive coordinator with the Miami Hurricanes, to be a guy that Will Muschamp targets.
Pete, were you surprised by Mike Munchak at Tennessee, basically not only acknowledging that he was not, I mean, that was a big hell no he gave to Penn State.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I think he was more of a compliment to, you know, to the Tennessee Titans organization. He, you know, I don't think he meant to disrespect Penn State, but you know, he had been in the Titans he's been in the Titans organization forever, and you know, he's very honored to have that position. You know, a lot of people didn't think he was going to get the job last year when they chose to release Jeff Fisher. You know, they name him the head coach, and you know, I don't know if he really wanted to jump ship. And really, guys, the college profession, the job is so different. I mean, it's all about recruiting. I mean, that's the number one thing. And these guys that haven't been in the college profession for 15, 20 years, like Mike Munchak, that would have surprised me if he had ended up landing that job at Penn State.
Pete Roussel is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show of CoachingSearch.com. Posted yesterday that Philadelphia's Fox 29 says that Eric Mangini might be a Penn State target. Really?
Seriously.
No kidding.
Is that unbelievable?
Good,
you
man.
Know, but you never know, guys. You really, these jobs are so hard to predict. I'm looking right now at my chart of the 25 jobs that came open this year and who filled some of these jobs. And I mean, did you ever think that Carl Pelini was going to land the Florida Atlantic head coaching job? I mean, nobody could have predicted that, you know, but you know, these guys, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, having a head coaching position. I mean, these guys, the profession is so strenuous. You work so many hours. You got to have fun in the profession. And I think that's what a lot of these coaches are missing out on. And a lot of these coaches, a guy like Gus Malzahn, he said, listen, if I can get a head coaching job, even if I got to take a pay cut, $500,000 pay cut, you know, make $800,000 and go back to my home state, I want to have fun, you know. I really want to enjoy myself. And I think that's where more coaches are starting to head to. I think that's kind of going to be the trend going forward. So these guys are going to these coordinators, they're going to be willing to take pay cuts to land head coaching jobs.
Well, Pete, the money that's out there, these guys are working 21 hours a day. Hell, they don't have time to spend the money anyway. So I don't know what difference it makes.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. I mean, and the comment that you made to me is I've heard that comment from several coaches over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you know, what is Gus Malzahn? I mean, how is his life really going to change from going from making $1.3 million to $800,000, you know? I mean, the guy has a chance in 2 or 3 years, if he wins at Arkansas State, you know, to land a big job that's paying, you know, $2.5 or $3 million. And just because he's making $800,000 immediately at Arkansas State, that doesn't mean, you know, 2 years from now he's going to be making $800,000. If he goes, you know, next year and say he goes to Lincoln, Nebraska, upsets, you know, the Cornhuskers.
You shut your mouth.
You know? I mean, you never know. I mean, these guys, it's hard to, you know, if you win, it's like you automatically either get a new job or you get a contract extension.
I think you're absolutely right. I think Bo Pelini, I don't, you know, whatever, he makes X amount of dollars. I would take, minus his house payment, Bo Pelini, give him $6,000 in cash, and he's got $1,400 at the end of the year. I mean, seriously.
Exactly. And these guys, they're in the profession, they don't pay for anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, you get a car, you get a cell phone, you get a computer, a laptop, you know, your travel is for the most part taken care of. Yeah, you got those 3 weeks of vacation in the summer that most head coaches give. Yeah, I mean, you're going to usually take a nice vacation, but who doesn't, you know?
Just another minute here with Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com. And we don't have to comment on this, but I don't think Tony's seen it. And this, if you follow CoachingSearch.com, this is the kind of info you can get, because we are enamored with the Akron Zips, and this is just for Damon Day. This is a lot like your contract, Tony. Terry Bowden agreed to a five-year contract, base salary $300,000. Bowden will receive an additional $50,000 for media appearances and $25,000 for apparel contracts. So this is going to be a $400,000 contract, plus the $6,000 country club membership and $10,000 in moving expenses. Pete, is that the lowest paying D1 job?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be the dead lowest. If it's not, it'll be in the lower six or seven for sure. You know, last year, Hugh Freeze was the head coach at Arkansas State, making $275,000 base salary. That was the low point. So, you know, I would imagine if Terry Bowden isn't the low point this year, he'll be one of the six or seven.
Is there a bull team still left out there that could make a change after the season?
No, I really don't. You know, once Purdue announced the contract extension for Danny Hope, I think that kind of put a wrap on the dismissals for this year. You know, maybe there was some speculation that, you know, Penn State was Purdue was still thinking about, you know, what they wanted to do, you know, moving forward. But, you know, they recently gave Coach Hope a 2-year extension. So I think we're done with the dismissals. You know, the only thing that could happen is if another college coach jumps to the NFL, or if Jim Grobe at Wake Forest maybe were to take the head coaching job at Penn State, then you could get another little carousel going from there.
Pete, any other news and notes that you want to share with the public today?
No, I tell you what, you know, the just starting Monday, it's going to be wild. It really is. You know, stay tuned early next week with all the coordinator positions, with the bowl games. Most of the bowl games coming to an end. You're going to get a ton of speculation early next week. By Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to see a ton of new hires in college football.
Who's the next one?
Well, I think it'll be a big name coordinator before Penn State fills their job. I really think it's going to take Penn State another week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, to hire a new head coach. But don't be surprised if Greg Hudson at Florida State ends up landing the defensive coordinator job at Auburn.
Interesting stuff. How many NFL coaches are let go, Pete?
Well, you're going to see four or five at least on Monday. You know, you would imagine that, you know, Raheem Morris certainly is on the hot seat at Tampa Bay. Steve Spagnuolo with the St. Louis Rams. And then, you know, you're going to have a couple of surprises. So certainly Adam Schefter, Chris Mortensen, they will have a busy Monday for sure.
Are you surprised? I mean, Raheem Morris, real quick, Pete. He was Coach of the Year candidate a year ago. This year he's a moron. You go from has, have nots so fast in the NFL. Are you surprised by that or not really?
You can't be surprised anymore, guys. It's really a year to year deal. That's really what the profession has turned into. You know, coaches. You know, like Brian Schottenheimer said yesterday. He said late yesterday afternoon in a statement that was released by the Jets organization. He said, you know, if you're in this profession, it's just a matter of time before you get fired. He said, I've been fired. I'll be fired again, and it just comes with the territory. So that's what these coaches understand when they're getting into the profession. You know, it's just part of it.
And then Kevin Cosgrove finished that statement up by saying, I've been fired again and again and again and again.
Hey, Pete, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care, and we'll talk to you in the new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. I appreciate it.
He's the best, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com, a new site that we've been following here lately. And, wow, a lot of information there. And all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King is there for you. Hustle and bustle over the New Year's holiday. Don't forget to come in and try one of the new BK toppers. How about the new fries that they've got for you? Let them know what you think. Burger King, two locations, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Irish Ken did fire in. May Tommy Reese rest in peace. Irish Ken. We'll take a break. Thanks, Ken. Happy New Year. We'll be back with Sean Callahan live from Orlando after this.
Hey, Golic here. For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's right now. You can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now, get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come into Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through January 2nd, 2012, while supplies last.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
You'll have
Race to the Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lodge for daily nationwide racing and live draw keno. Ring in 2012 at the Finish Line's New Year's Eve 70s and 80s throwback party. Come dressed as your favorite 70s and 80s icon. Prizes for three best costumes, prime rib and fried chicken buffet. Just $15.99 plus bar specials and champagne at midnight. New Year's Eve at the Finish Line, Grand Island.
The Insight Bowl on ESPN Radio. Preseason number one in hopes of another national championship for Oklahoma. But after losing three of their last six, the Sooners find themselves heading to Tempe to face Iowa, who's looking for their fourth straight bowl victory.
Watch the end zone! Touchdown!
Oklahoma and Iowa, the Insight Bowl, Friday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine continue to develop through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-50s. Winds out of the west will stay breezy at about 10 to 25. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low near 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Happy New Year to you, Kerry and the gang at Troutman's. There's nothing better than a meat and cheese deli tray from Troutman's. Oh, for your New Year's parties, they're there for you today. I know, Kerry, he's going to be there tomorrow, too.
Certified Angus Prime Rib waiting for you, seasoned the way you like it. Plus, they've got all the steaks. What, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you want New York's ribeyes, tenderloins, T-bones, flat irons. They've got it for you, a new smoker for Christmas. You've got to get to Troutman's Quality Meats, briskets, bone-in hams. I mean, the list goes on. They got your turkeys waiting for you as well. They've got a great selection of seafood available, too. They've got your beer. They've got your wines. T-bone's waiting for you out front. Kerry's waiting for you behind the counter. Does it get any better than that? Check it out. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore. It's the best. Shrimp, crab, lobster, they've got it all for you. Troutman's Quality Meats. They'll custom cut your meats to whatever you want. You were going to ship some meat somewhere.
Can't even tell you were eating Troutman's during the break.
Oh,
can't even tell it.
Those losers. You know your loser cousins talk about how good their meat is. And, you know, we got some pretty good meat down here in North Carolina. Ship them a couple Troutman steaks. They'll see the difference.
As I've been telling some folks, you might be going in a lot of people, especially with New Year's on the weekend, you've got that extended family holiday. Maybe you still got Christmas to do. How about a gift card? Who doesn't love a little meat, little stocking stuffers with the beef sticks or cheese? Just get like 10 feet of string cheese. That's good. I mean, a pound of bacon, it's always good. There you go.
Sean Callahan shops at Troutman's, and he joins us live from Orlando right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, how are you?
Doing great, guys. I'm sitting out here at practice. It's about 75 degrees. Sun's out. Nebraska's about ready to get off the field here, and I've got one more practice here tomorrow at Freedom High School. And after that, things lead up to kickoff on Monday.
So you're out there. You're waiting for them to come out of practice. How many of the media members do have their shirts off like Tony does?
I can say most of the guys from Nebraska were all wearing shorts and short sleeves. The last couple of days it's been a little hit and miss because the cold front came in. But today has been I've been here since Monday. This has been the nicest day of the week we've had. No wind, no clouds, just great sun, and by far the nicest weather. It should be this way for the remainder of the trip, I believe.
Sean, did you get a chance to take in the Champs Sports Bowl last night? Or yesterday afternoon, late?
No, I was going to go. Early on, I thought about going, talk to the media people about it. And since the game was sold out and the press box was so full with Notre Dame and Florida State, being two teams that have a lot of media, especially Florida State being a drive from Tallahassee to Orlando, there just wasn't any spots available. And, I had my wife with me and other people with us, too. So there was a lot more going on. And caught about a quarter of the game. Didn't get a chance to see much of it, but definitely a great start for these bowl folks out here to get that game sold out and have a big game like that. And don't know if they're going to have a sellout for this game with Nebraska, South Carolina, but they've been pretty fortunate, I think, to have two really good matchups here in these two Orlando bowl games this year.
Great coverage, great video as well on HuskerOnline.com. Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, what's been the storyline since you've got to Orlando? What's the one thing you've either learned or found out or concerns you going into the game?
Well, I think this bowl trip is different, guys, than almost all the ones I've been on because of the amount of activities. Every bowl trip's got your activities, but this one more than ever had so much more to it. You had three straight days of intense theme park visits, Universal one day, Disney the other, and then SeaWorld. And some of the players actually, instead of going to SeaWorld, went back to one of the Disney parks yesterday. And when Nebraska planned this trip, they said, we got to make sure we get all that done out of the way early. So they came down to Orlando a day earlier than your typical bowl trip. Usually the bowl trip is 7 days. They came down for an 8-day trip. And the whole reasoning why was, they wanted to get all the park visits done, and some of the guys actually told me, my legs are actually really tired because, they'll practice from 9:30 to 11:30 to eat lunch. They have the meetings at 7 a.m. before practice. Then they go right to the parks, and they're at those parks till pretty late in the evening. I mean, I think they can stay there till 10 o'clock at night if they want, and they get back up and do practice again. So it's been a pretty exhausting, first part of the week, but now that stuff's done with. And, Jeff Jamrog was telling me that they talked to Penn State, who played this game a while back, and Penn State was telling them, that's the one thing, is they're going to really, your guys are going to get tired with all these trips. And Nebraska, I think, did a good job of planning ahead and planning around that to try to maybe give the guys an extra day. Like today, I know South Carolina still has theme park visits going on today where Nebraska's done with all that stuff.
What was the bowl gift they got, the players got?
It was a Best Buy card.
The media, I'll tell you what we get. For the media, we got a Under Armour Capital One Bowl backpack, a really nice $50 backpack or so. The team, they're getting a $420 Best Buy gift card along with an $80 watch. They can get $500 of gifts total. And the players get to go to Best Buy today after practice. They're going to load up on a bus here when things get done and go down the street to this Best Buy. And they've got to spend all $420 at the Best Buy here in Orlando. So, you can imagine being a college kid getting that kind of money. I mean, I don't ever remember having $420 to spend in college at Best Buy. And these guys are pretty excited. I mean, I know they've been really analyzing items. Rex Burkhead told me that he's looking at getting himself a Norelco shaving kit, which I thought that was pretty funny when guys are talking about flat screen TVs and whatnot. And he's getting himself a shaving kit.
There won't be a rush to that line, I'll tell you what. Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little football, Sean. We've got to give our predictions at the end of the show. And if they're not different, then I will be shocked because of the way the conversation between Tony and I has went all week. I'm not finding a lot of Husker backers here in the Tri-Cities. Give me your thoughts.
Guys, I think everything just depends on how Nebraska reacts to the speed. People are I don't know how you could be that down when the point spread's virtually a pick 'em. I mean, it's like 2 points and open at one. I don't think it's not like the odds makers are calling this game a blowout for South Carolina, but I think there are some matchup concerns when you talk about those defensive ends and their versatility matching up against Nebraska and slowing down Taylor Martinez in the running game. If Nebraska is not able to run the football and get in the second and third down in short situations, I mean, keep them off balance, it's going to be really hard for them to win this game. And I think that's ultimately the key. Can they get the consistent carry load out of Rex Burkhead where he gets them 4 to 6 yards? And then that takes the pressure off Martinez where they're not knowing the throws are coming. And that's when this offense has been great, when teams don't know Taylor's going to throw. But when they know he's going to throw and Rex is not running well because the blocking may not be there, it could be a tough day. But I'm not as worried about South Carolina's offense. They have a true freshman running back that obviously replaced Marcus Lattimore. Connor Shaw, he's not a good thrower. In fact, I've talked to some of the coaches about that off the record and things like that. And I think that's one of the areas where they're not as concerned about him throwing. They've got the good receiver, Alshon Jeffries. That they're going to match Alphonso Dennard up with him the whole game. And Jeffries is a first-rounder. That's the one matchup they're going to really, I think, zone in on. But Connor Shaw's running ability is the X factor, and that's what they've got to slow down because he's able to take those third and eighth and run it for a first down if the throw's not there.
Sean, one thing about last night's bowl game, I think people forget. Price got healthy, had a month off, got healthy. You saw him healthy for the first time since week two, or maybe since he went into the Nebraska game. How healthy is Rex Burkhead right now?
Oh, he's 100% healthy. I spent a lot of time talking with Rex on this trip, and he's good to go. He's having a ball, and he's on his feet running around, and that's for the month off. I'm trying to remember a comparison, but I remember Corey Ross in the Alamo Bowl. Was it 2005? He was pretty banged up, and he got his legs back fresh and ran really well against Michigan. And I got to think you're going to see something similar with Rex. He's got the legs back. He's had a month to rest. His ankle's fine. And they know to win this game, they're going to have to give him 25 type of carries, I think, just to get the job done.
Sean Callahan with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Husker practice down in Orlando as they went a little bit later today because they had an event this morning with South Carolina at Walt Disney World. It was a kids' day there. Sean, can you tell or won't we know until the game time how much having Carl Pelini gone and John Papuchis in will affect the team?
Yeah, that's a good question. One thing that will be different is Carl Pelini obviously was on the sidelines next to Bo, so John Papuchis will move down from the press box to the sidelines. And that will be the first time in 7 years that JP has coached from the sidelines. He's always been kind of that communicator with Bo from up top. And that's going to be an adjustment, I think, just because for JP, it will be his first game down below versus up top. And, they also lost Ross Watson, who was a grad assistant that had a big part in the game day roles as well. So there are a couple factors. Rick Kaczynski, the new coach, will be up in the press box coaching. My guess is Ross Ells, and Corey Raymond are going to be up there as well, where John Papuchis and Bo Pelini and T.J. Hollowell and some of those guys will be down on the sidelines.
Is Crick around? I mean, he's always been involved since this whole deal. What's his role as a bowl game approach? Does it change at all?
Jared's been around a lot. I wrote a story today, and I believe I sent you some of the stuff he said yesterday, guys, and he's a part of this team as much as he was before. Obviously, it's very frustrating for him for what he's gone through, but he's been around on all the activities. He's at practice. He's at every meeting. He helps coach the guys up, gives them tips and words of advice. And Cameron Meredith and Will Compton were saying it's really unbelievable how good he's been through it all, knowing everything he lost, his final 7 games of his senior season, possibly a round or two in the draft. I mean, the guy's given up so much to come back to Nebraska, and now he's going to lose a lot of it here because of what happened. And, he's been very positive through it all.
He lost his tough guy haircut, too, and it looked like he was scared on the roller coaster, according to the Husker Online video. Last question before we get your prediction, Sean. There's a lot of recruiting talk going on. Win, loss, I don't know how that much affects it, but there's been some guys coming in, having some association with what's going on down there. Where are we at with the recruits?
Well, I think they had one kid come in, a junior lineman out of Florida, but recruiting is very relatively quiet. I think the one thing everyone's kind of keeping their eyes on still is Jordan Westerkamp, the Nebraska receiver commit that visited Notre Dame. That's the one guy I think everyone doesn't really know what's going on because he hasn't made a decision on officially what he's going to do. But if you do go on his Twitter page, you notice that he's had deep discussions and conversations on Twitter with all Nebraska recruits. Every guy that he's talking with on a daily basis is a Husker recruit, so that's a good sign right now. But you don't know where things are at still with him, and I think that's the one storyline you got to watch here over the final few weeks.
3:45 Central Time, Monday afternoon. The Capital One scoreboard will read what?
I think it's a toss-up game. I have Nebraska right now 23-20. I think it's one of those games that any team can win. But I think a fresh Martinez, a fresh Burkhead, a fresh offensive line is going to make a difference, and you're going to see Nebraska play similar to the way they played when they played well this year against Michigan State and some of the better teams on their schedule. I just think the time off and the motivation they have to win this one against a top-10 team, you can tell these guys are ready and they want this one.
Sean Callahan of Huskers Online. Sean, you're the best. Hey, would you get a message to number 23 for us?
Yeah, what is it?
You tell him Happy New Year, stay loose in the hips.
Okay, I'll tell him. I'll make sure I tell Big Steve Andrews hello when he gets down here, too.
He is on his way. Sean, thanks so much for all you do. We'll talk to you on the roundtable in the next week or two. Enjoy the game. Have a Happy New Year, and be safe. Have fun.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com for the very latest. They had more folks there earlier than anybody else to cover the Capital One Bowl. We're glad you're with us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. We're going to hear some of Jared Crick's comments about a 4-minute interview with the media after practice yesterday, and we'll hear that when we come back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. But Happy New Year from Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, whether it's Andy and Ryan or any of the sales staff, any of the maintenance crew, any of the guys and gals up front that are there for you all the time, or the crew that takes care of the great website, thinkmidway.com. They thank you for your business. They're open today. They're open tomorrow, and they can't wait to see you again in 2012. The Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Got more. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike and Mike here, and people always want to know if P90X is as great as we say it is. You know what, Frank Legault? Like, I think it's better than we describe.
Listen, when I started P90X, I was overweight, I had no energy, and quite honestly, I had worked out my entire life to play football. I was sick of working out. P90X changed all of that. With the muscle confusion and the different kind of workouts, had me excited about working out again. Everyone's experience is going to be different here, but it's changed my life.
It totally transformed you. You've kept the weight off. No doubt P90X is a game changer for both of us. And now there's P90X 2, Tony Horton's all-new program focusing on building athleticism, balance, coordination. I just started and I'm loving it.
Whether it's P90X or P90X2, if you want results, you got to challenge yourself. If you want to get ripped in 90 days and you haven't tried the original P90X, I suggest you start with that.
Here's the number, 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online, ESPNradio.com/Mike. 800-333-9595 or ESPNradio.com/Mike.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys.
one premium for simplified billing, one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence, all handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine continue to develop through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-50s. Winds out of the west will stay breezy at about 10 to 25. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low near 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!"
Doug and Daddy Show, we're winding down to 2011, and let's take a look at what else is going on today in the world of sports. We do have college football that is underway. Let's take a look. 7-3 is your score. Tulsa leading BYU. Do you have our updates from the bowl sheets, Jeffrey?
Yes, I do. Let me go grab those.
Let's grab those. Later today, Rutgers-Iowa State will join that here on ESPN 1460, which will be coming up after the Amherst and North Platte or Ogallala games, which will come up here at 12:30. I want to give you where everybody's going to be today, so let me get the right sheet here. ESPN 1460 has Amherst-Ogallala doubleheader at 12:30. That'll be followed by the Rutgers-Iowa State game, and then later tonight, Oklahoma-Iowa in the Insight Bowl. ESPN 1550 has Adams Central's game starting at 1 o'clock from the Minden Holiday Tournament. Hastings-St. Cecilia's games are on 12:30 KHAS. The boys lost yesterday. The girls won, so those will be back-to-back. Minden is in the championship games of their holiday tournament. You'll hear them on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 4:30 and 6:15, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's. That doubleheader scheduled to begin at 3:30. Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight and tomorrow at the Vero Event Center on Classic Hits 98.9, 7:05 faceoff. And I wish Kirk Brooks and the boys would have waited a week with this big announcement, because things would have slowed down a little bit and we could have had way more time to discuss this, and maybe we will. But basically, the big points yesterday were Coach Josh Howgie, who just took the job this month, gets a 30-month contract, which gets him through this season and two more, June of 2014. Kirk Brooks says, "We're not moving the team. I might not be around as much with Kenny not playing, but he's going to Penn State. I'm not. I've put too much time and effort and money into this facility. I want to bring a championship here. We're working that way. I'm not going anywhere." So he reconfirms his commitment, I guess, to the Tri-Cities. But he does say that more of the day-to-day operations, more of the hockey operations, will be turned over to Greg Shea, who is the president of the Vero Events Center. With Mr. Brooks not being around as much, he says Josh Howgie will more or less report to Greg Shea, and then he will kind of be the buffer to me, Kirk Brooks. So that's what's going on with the hockey team. Anything there that sticks out to you?
Well, I think he wanted to squelch the rumors more than anything. People are, is the hockey team, are they leaving? Is he selling the team? I think that was a big deal, surprising me a little bit with the 30-month contract for the head coach, when Drew Shinnick never really had a contract, or they just kind of played it by ear. But good for Josh. Good to have him around. They certainly look like they're playing faster tempo hockey and having some fun out there, at least scoring some goals now.
You can't overlook this beautiful weather. Better than the ice storm 5 years ago. Speaking of cold and ice and yuck. The GNAC tournament continues today. There's just way too much basketball to talk about at all. We will say that Hastings College women won last night, 57-54, their final game in California tonight against the host Biola. Hastings College men are off to Columbia, Missouri. They play the Columbia College tonight, who's 11-4, so that'll be a challenge at 8. They play again tomorrow. UNK, nothing like coming back over the mountains when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve. That'll be fun. Not. Adams State tonight, Fort Lewis tomorrow. 23rd-ranked Nebraska women are at 16th-ranked Penn State tonight, tomorrow. The Nebraska men take on Michigan State. I haven't been able to ascertain a line yet. Any chance?
No.
Okay. Kearney High Wrestling invite also being made up today. There are some wrestling tournaments going on with basketball around the area. Let's take a look at our selections yesterday. College football bowls. I went 1-1 because I had Notre Dame and Baylor, so I'm at 8-6.
I picked up a couple wins yesterday. Had both correct teams, Florida State, Baylor, 10-4.
All right, let's go to the leaderboard. And we do have to pick the January 2nd games, Tony.
Yes.
The leaderboard here, at the end of the day, Mark continues to hang in there. He got them both right yesterday, so he is 10-4. Mark M., who has never trailed, has the lead at 10-4. Then at 9-5, Andy, Mitch, and Jim. So, there you go. 9-5, Jim lost one yesterday. So, and right now, last place is 7-7, Jason A. Not good for Jason A. He's in 7-7, but he's only three back.
A lot of room. A lot of games left.
Let's make our picks for January the 2nd. Ticket City Bowl, Penn State, Houston. 11 o'clock, ESPN.
Like, I'm going to take Houston. They can score points. Penn State can't score points.
I'm taking Penn State, two reasons. The Ball State factor. Houston had their season destroyed by Southern Miss. They lost their coach. Penn State can play defense. They can finish on a high note. I'm taking Penn State. Michigan State, Georgia. This is one of the hardest ones of all 35 or whatever bowl games there are for me to come up with. Because I know if Kirk Cousins can get going, they can win this football game. But Georgia, which team shows up? The first half of the SEC championship? The second half? The team that played Boise? Who do you get here?
I'll take the Bulldog. That's where I'm going with that one.
I'm leaning that way. I'm taking Georgia, too. I guess, I don't know. Florida, Ohio State, two used-to-bes down this year. Who do you got?
Florida's not that great of a football team. I got Ohio State.
That's who I'm taking. Well, we can circle the one on the Capital One Bowl. We'll come back to the prediction in a minute. The Rose Bowl, Wisconsin, Oregon. I'm taking Oregon, and I keep picking against the Big Ten. Why? What the hell am I doing? I'll take Oregon. I just think they have too much speed for Wisconsin. If Oregon wants to be there, they'll win this game. Wisconsin will want to be there and want to win this game. That's what this game comes down to.
It's a Rose Bowl.
They got there. What I'm saying is Wisconsin got there, and they want to win it. Oregon got there, and I think that's all they care about. But I will take Oregon.
I think speed kills. I think Oregon's got it.
Scratch that out and take Wisconsin. I'm scratching that out and taking Wisconsin. I just talked myself into Wisconsin. And Oklahoma State, Stanford, I'm taking Okie State.
Boy, they got troubles at Oklahoma State with a booster. Rumors flying. But they got a damn good football team, too. A lot of people think they should be playing for the national title. Give me the Cowboy.
And just in case we forget, when we come back on Tuesday, January the 3rd, the All-State Sugar Bowl, Michigan and Virginia Tech. Who you got?
I'm going to take Michigan.
That's who I took as well. All right. Let's make our Doug and Daddy prediction for the Capital One Bowl right after this on ESPN Radio. It's the final day of high school sports in 2011, and we've got you covered Friday on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Amherst takes on Ogallala in a doubleheader at 12:30. Adams Central plays their consolation games at the Minden Tournament starting at 1. Minden plays in the championship games on the Breeze 94.5 starting at 4:30. And Kearney Catholic takes on North Platte St. Pat's on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 3:30. It's holiday basketball wrapping up Friday.
Now at the Winter Storage event, the Home Depot's made a special buy on 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. These colorful totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. All of which means that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag, or the tote. Make room for savings right now with colorful 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
What's your 99?
Feel like your dollar's getting smaller?
Every paycheck.
Well, there's big news on Wendy's 99-cent everyday value menu. Instead of getting less, you're now getting more. Wendy's 99-cent Junior Cheeseburger Deluxe is now packing 25% more beef.
That's like monster truck big.
Or try Wendy's new 99-cent Cheesy Cheddar Burger, topped with a layer of hot, melty cheddar.
That's Hoover damn big.
Well, let's just say value just got bigger at Wendy's.
My 99.
At participating Wendy's.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Capital One Bowl on ESPN Radio.
At the five, touchdown!
Number 9 South Carolina, with one of the best defenses in the nation, looks for a school record 11th victory against number 20 Nebraska, one of the best rushing teams in the nation, averaging over 223 yards a game.
Unlocks the end zone, touchdown!
Nebraska, South Carolina in the Capital One Bowl, January 2nd at noon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Guy Lombardo taking us into 2012.
Guy Lombardo, huh?
You have heard of him?
Was his son that teacher in Wild Things, Mr. Lombardo?
I believe so.
I think so, too.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation wants to get you into 2012 with a new pivot system from TNL Irrigation in Hastings. They've been doing it since the 1950s. I'll let you add that up yourself, folks. That's a long, long time. They're in as many countries as they are years in business.
That is wild when you think a locally owned and operated business could be that successful, but there's a reason. They've been doing it a long time, and they've been doing it right. They started out with manual speed and direction control, the simple and most basic pivot they've got. Now they've stepped it up to TNL Precision Point Control 3 GPS system. They've got it all. Everything's included. Check your local TNL irrigation dealer today or get online, tlirr.com, and check it out. Experience the TNL difference. The choice is simple. Been doing it a long time because they've been there for you. They've been there in Hastings, Nebraska a long time. They've been all over the great state of Nebraska, and like Doug said, over 60 countries they have serviced as well. TNL Irrigation, we appreciate them. They want to wish everybody a very happy, happy new year.
Tulsa 14, BYU 3. Why wouldn't it be? Jared Crick spoke after practice yesterday. Here's a little bit of his conversation with the media. First, he was asked about Rick Kaczynski and what he's done the first couple of practices.
He's mainly, just getting a feel for everybody. It's kind of unfortunate I'm not going to be playing for him, but, it's going to be kind of cool, working for him. So, he's right now just getting a feel for everybody. He's not really doing too much, but once he gets a feel for everybody and once, he learns our defense and what we do, he's going to flourish with those guys. Those guys are going to love him. They like him already, and they're going to have a lot of fun and success with him.
How's your rehab going? Where are you at?
I'm getting there. I don't know where I'm at as far as, the prognosis and whatnot, but I'm getting there. I'm getting a lot stronger. I got my range of motion back. It's just getting the strength now. So, that's my main concern, just, taking it nice and slow and, you know, when the time comes, I'll be 100% and I'll be ready for it.
Could you bench press at all or do anything with the rehab? Obviously, you probably couldn't lift very many weights.
No, I got to ease into it. I just started doing stuff. It's real lightweight, but, you know, I'm doing it. It's the motion that's really that really counts right at this point. So it'll come, though. You know, the weight's been increasing slowly, but, you know, that's all I can do is just keep improving every single day. You know, if it's a big jump, great. If it's, you know, a little jump, at least I'm improving.
You still feel good about the combine, being ready for that?
Yep. Right now I just got to get back in shape, which I've been doing for a couple weeks now. And, you know, when January rolls around, I'll start doing the drill work and all that kind of thing. So right now it's just got to take it slow. Can't really rush into it. But doing well so far.
Now you won't play in like the Senior Bowl or anything like that. Are you going to be back for any of those All-Star games, or is that kind of a stretch right now?
Hard to say right now. It's all going to depend how, you know, how fast my pec heals and everything. So, you know, if it gets to 100% here pretty soon, you know, I'll consider it. But if not, then I'm not going to risk anything. Just going to, you know, make that my main priority. And it has been for a while. So I'd like to. I'd love to get back out there and play. But I also can't rush it either.
How much weight did you lose over the process? I mean, I know you're probably gaining some back, but you obviously probably lost a little bit of weight, I would think, not being able to lift as much.
Yeah, I only lost like 10 pounds. You know, I did a great job with our nutritionist, just, you know, staying on a diet and, you know, keeping my weight up. And I've gained it back. I've been, you know, playing weight for a couple months now. So, you know, I lost 10 pounds, you know, right away, but, you know, I gained it back pretty quick. So didn't really lose, you know, I don't really have to adjust that much.
Was there a period where you couldn't lift at all, or?
From surgery till about a month, there was no, you know, no weights. It was just all, you know, getting the range of motion back, and you know, once I got that back, I could start doing, you know, the lifting movements and stuff like that. So that's what I've been doing for a couple months, and like I said, it's just a strength. I got to get it back to where it was before. So, and that's just the biggest thing. So when I get that done, be ready to rock.
How much cardio could you?
I wasn't able to run till, you know, a couple weeks ago, just for the fact that I couldn't do this movement. But now that I can, you know, I've been hitting it hard. I could do walking and that kind of thing, stair climber, but you could do that all day. It's not going to compare anything to running. But you know, I feel great. I feel back in shape, and I'm just, you know, ready to get back to drill work and, you know, see where I was at as far as my speed goes.
Despite not being able to play, how have you enjoyed this week?
It's been fun, just seeing the sights, and I think it's, you know, pretty fitting for me, being that, you know, I'm ending my career here in Orlando, and I started my career here in Orlando, you know, back when I was a senior in high school. I played in the All-American game at Disney World, so it's kind of cool for me, but definitely, you know, being in Florida always is always a plus, and it's a great place here. You know, Disney World is fun, Universal Studios was all right. SeaWorld should be cool. It's something you don't get to see every day in Nebraska. So, you know, you just got to have fun with it.
What's it like being 70 degrees down here in December?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I mean, you know, it was pretty nice in Nebraska, but it definitely beats, you know, 30-degree weather every day. So
who's your favorite teammate on the duo?
Definitely not Eric Martin.
Eric Martin doing a little interview in there at the end. That's Jared Crick after practice. Yesterday, it's time for our Nebraska prediction. Everything says this is supposed to be low scoring, Tony. Everything says this is supposed to be about the defense and that it's going to be up to what Nebraska. Everybody thinks that South Carolina's defense is great. I think they're overrated because I don't think playing LSU and Alabama, now they've played good teams. I get that. I'm throwing it. This could be the worst. I've made some bad ones, but this could be the worst. This could be the worst prediction I've ever made. Just from the very moment that this game was official, I thought, you know what? This is going to be a fun game. They both want to win. They're both going to try. And I think there's going to be points on the board. There's absolutely no reason this should go over the total, which is either 46 or 47, depending on where you shop. So I'm going to take it over the total, and I'm going to say, I've got to feel South Carolina stinks in bowl games. My gut, which is usually a lot more right than my head, thinks Nebraska can actually win this game fairly comfortable. And by comfortable, I'm going to say Nebraska 32, South Carolina 20.
You are correct, Douglas, that they do stink in bowl games. No doubt about it. They are terrible in bowl games. 4-12 all time, I believe, is what our buddy Jeff Kendall, or Josh
Spurrier
Kendall
is.
Well, he's 1-4 at South Carolina.
At South Carolina.
South Carolina hasn't had much success either. But South Carolina's never played for an 11-win season before in the history of the program. They're an SEC team. I still think this Nebraska team has a ways to go. I will take South Carolina to win 22, Nebraska 13.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I wanted to recap the year, and there was so much on here. In one day in January last year, we were talking with Randy Rosetto, the Baton Rouge advocate, about possibly Bo Pelini leaving and going to LSU if Les Miles took the Michigan job. And as we spoke to him, he broke the news to the world on the Doug and Daddy show that Les Miles was staying because it happened at that moment. He had just been contacted by the coach. He said, you're the first people I've talked to.
The athletic director actually texted him on another phone, yep. And boom, it was amazing, yes.
Same day we talked to Ron Hadwiger about going into the State Softball Hall of Fame. Tuesday, I want to get back in that year in review because that's always fun. There were so many great things from high school to the little leaguers to collegiate to whatever there was out there. So many great things. And it wouldn't be without you, the listeners, and you, the sponsors, for making all of that happen. And we appreciate you being a part of the Doug and Daddy show. No matter if you give us meat and cheese trays or not, we still appreciate you. We want to thank Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com. We're back on Tuesday in our slot, college football, Nebraska, South Carolina on Monday. Have a safe and happy New Year's. God, I hope we got a Nebraska win and a Dallas Cowboy playoff appearance when we come in on Tuesday. And I don't even want to hear it if we're 0-2. Happy New Year, big fella.
Hey, Happy New Year to everyone out there, folks. Have a safe weekend and a Happy New Year. We enjoyed bringing you all the sports coverage this entire year, and we're going to continue to do it on Tuesday again. A recap of the year, that'll be a fun look back to see what the guests we had on and everything involved. But enjoy the Husker game. We'll see you. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.